Yeah, hello everybody. My name is Stefan Reinhardt with CU Boulder. And thank you, Sydney, for this nice introduction into Solfium integrifolium. So the genus Solfium comprises, besides Solfium integrifolium, of Solfium perfoliatum, or cup plant. The name cup plant derived from the petioles, which are fused to the stem and form a cup-like structure, which you can see here. And Solfium perfoliatum is highly disease and pest resistant, has a nice lodging resistance and nice branching compared to Solfium integrifolium. So we thought it's maybe a good idea to produce hybrids by crossing Solfium integrifolium and Solfium perfoliatum to combine beneficial traits from both species to make the next step for a domesticated perennial soil crop a little bit easier. And you can see here on this picture our plot in Prosper, North Dakota, where we grow around 20 hybrids and their parents in three replications. Based on previous observations, it seems to be that these hybrids tend to be sterile, but there is no experimental evidence which prove or disprove this assumption. Therefore, I performed seed viability, pollen viability, and pollen tube growth germination assay to see in vitro to see if these assumption is true or not. And for this pollen tube, so first here you can see the pollen tube germination assay. This is a specific pollen, or pollen from a specific donor, and I added a stigma extract from another stigma extract donor to the pollen germination medium to increase the pollen germination rate. And this is the control where no stigma extract was added to the pollen tube growth medium. And what we saw for this experiment is that we have first for the pollen viability that we have almost for all the analyzed genotypes a very high pollen viability and a genotype-dependent pollen tube growth or pollen tube germination. Further, we saw that a low pollen tube pollen viability is equal to less pollen tube growth. Like I said, we had this genotype-dependent pollen tube growth. That means that certain genotypes performed very good under all conditions. So we added different stigma extracts to the same pollen, to this pollen germination medium for the same pollen. And we see, for example, for this black genotype here, that this genotype has a very high pollen tube germination compared to other genotypes. This dark gray here, for example, has just for a specific combination very high pollen tube growth. So basically what we can see here is that we have that it's very important to select the right genotype to create hybrids. But beside this genotype importance, we identified that there is also it's also very important to select the right male and the right female and the right combination of male and female. So which genotype should be our male, which genotype should be our female. And you can see here in this table basically different pollen donors and different stigma donors and the combination. So these values are the pollen tube germination in percent, and A indicates if we have significant differences for a specific combination of pollen donor and stigma donor and the vice versa combination. So these are, for example, some combinations, and indicated with these red arrows you can see a specific combination. So if you choose genotype 54 as the pollen donor and the hybrid 390 by 54 as the stigma donor, you will get around 30% of pollen tube germination. But when you choose the vice versa combination where the hybrid 390 by 54 is the pollen donor and 55 is the stigma donor, there is almost no germination, which you can see here. So, but what we have to keep in mind is that this is just an in vitro experiment, and we know from others or some other species from this Asteraceae family that in vitro pollen tube growth does not mean that there is actual germination when you do the crosses. Therefore, we plan to do a crossing experiment this winter in the greenhouse with clones of these selected genotypes to prove or disprove if these hybrids are fertile, as well as to see if it's possible to combine beneficial traits from Solfium integrifolium and Solfium perfoliatum, like disease resistance, pest resistance, branching, lodging resistance from Solfium perfoliatum, or flower size, seed number, seed size, or seed oil composition, oil content from Solfium integrifolium to make the next step towards domesticated perennial sunflower or oil crop. Thank you very much.